Stephanie Callaway from Minnesota Smooth Jazz Vibes is here to promote an event coming up, an evening with Tony Exum Jr. It's coming up on Saturday, November 15th at 6 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel in Bloomington, which is actually located in Edina. But it's going to be a really cool event coming up. And Tony Exum Jr., saxophonist himself, is here as well. Thank you both for being on with us here on Jazz 88. Stephanie, I'll start with you. Stephanie, how did all of this sort of come together in getting Tony to come to Minnesota?
We've been working on it for a little bit. I started Minnesota Smooth Jazz Vibes earlier this year, an initiative. I have a passion and a love for smooth jazz. I travel across the country. I do media at different smooth jazz events. And one of the things that I noticed is that there was not a regular, just a common place to enjoy the genre here in the state of Minnesota. I found myself often in Wisconsin, Illinois, on the West Coast, and I wanted to bring that same experience to the state of Minnesota. So as I started planning events, I ran across some of Tony's music. We connected on social media, and from there was just trying to make it happen. We had a couple of dates that we had to keep pushing back. So I'm really excited that we were actually able to nail it in here for this November. And yeah, that's it.
Tony, you know, talk to me a little bit about, you know, what coming to Minnesota is like. I know you're from Colorado originally and did some reading up on you. And what is coming to Minnesota? What's this experience like? Have you performed in Minnesota before?
Yeah, you know, I've been there before. Yeah, Shed G, the comedian and former radio host, he was on KMOJ back in the day. That was my guy from Colorado, too. So he brought me to Minneapolis the first time back in 2013 for a couple of his events. And then I came back and played Famous Days Blues and Barbecue. And that was the last time I was there. I had a ball with that. That was 2014. It's been a long time. So this is long overdue. I've been wanting to come back to, you know, the Twin Cities for a minute. And I had a great vibe, a great experience every time that I was in Minneapolis. So I'm very excited to come back.
Stephanie, I'll ask Tony what folks can kind of expect to hear musically at this event. But talk to me about what attendees at this event can expect to see and experience. What kind of experience is this going to be for everybody who comes to it?
I'm glad you used the word experience, because that's exactly what it is. We provide, we curate intimate, different experiences. Each show that we curate is very different. In this particular experience, it's very intimate. There is a 3-course white glove served dinner that attendees will get. You get to mix and mingle with Tony before the dinner. So come in, maybe ask some questions, get, you know, photo opportunities. And then you get a full live 90-minute show with Tony and a house band that we have with amazing musicians here from the Twin Cities. And then we also have giveaways that we're doing in the intermission of the show. This event is really to celebrate love, to bring unity, and really just focus on something positive. So a good time, meeting great people, good food, good energy. It's just a great experience.
Tony, so I'll bring it back to you. What kind of musical experience can people hear? And Stephanie talked about, you know, kind of the vibe and the environment that people are going to be able to enjoy. But musically, you're going to be bringing it all to the table. What is this going to be like for everybody there?
I'm going to tell everybody, just expect, you know, a good time, good music. You know, I give my music kind of a terminology that I think fits it. It's called, I call my music rhythm and smooth. So it's that unique combination of the R&B meets smooth contemporary jazz. And that's kind of the brand that I represented. My brand is saxophone playing. So just, you know, there's going to be a couple songs you're going to reminisce on. There's going to be some sexy songs for the ladies, some funky stuff. You know, I'm going to give you the whole roller coaster of an experience musically. And hopefully, you know, when you leave, you'll have a smile on your face, which is my ultimate goal.
Awesome. Stephanie Callaway is with Minnesota Smooth Jazz Vibes, and they are presenting an evening with Tony Exum Jr. at the Sheraton Hotel in Bloomington, Saturday, November 15th at 6 p.m., And Tony Exum Jr. is here with us as well. And Tony, we all love music in some way, shape, or form, right? But not all of us can pursue it as a career. Where did your musical life begin? When was it that you kind of decided, oh, yeah, this is what I want to do with my life. This is what I want to do for a career.
Yeah, you know, I think it started when I was really young, because I had an uncle, my mom's younger brother, who was a saxophone player, very talented, extremely gifted man. He became a young father, so he skipped college and went right to the Army, became an Army musician. So he went right from the, you know, high school to the professional world I watched him growing up. And one day he did this concert outdoors. It was the summertime. It was this big thing on Fort Carson, Colorado. And I saw my uncle up there like he was a superstar. I mean, he was just playing. I forgot what song it was, but he was killing it. I thought, you know what? I can do that. You know? So I told him backstage that night, I said, Uncle, I want to play saxophone like you. And that was 1986, you know, at the age of 11. And so he sent me home. I was growing up at that time in Biloxi, Mississippi. My stepfather was in the Air Force. So, you know, we were stationed at Keesler. And he said, okay, I'm going to send you home with my horn. And I started then. But, you know, I was played in school and it was cool. But it wasn't until I was about 16 years old when I said, that's what I'm going to do. I went and saw David Sanborn. I saw Sanborn up there. I was like, yeah, that's me. That's all me. I toyed around with it before, but when I saw him, I said, I know I can do that. I know I can do that. He was with Al Jarreau that year at a spot in Denver called Fiddler's Green. It's a big amphitheater. To this day, it has huge concerts. And that hit me like a ton of bricks. For some reason, that's when the bug bit me. That concert just said, that can be you. You know, this is you. This is what you can do.
I know you're pretty well known for playing the saxophone, of course, but have you dabbled in other instruments, other sort of subgenres of jazz as well? How have you been able to sort of incorporate all of that into your music over the years, too?
You know, over the years, I've, you know, played a little keys. I just recently picked up the guitar because that's just a bucket list item for me. I used to double on flute for a long time. I'm a multi-instrumentalist in a sense. I play all three saxophones pretty equally, you know, in terms of presentation. So, that's been my musical experience. But it's starting to expand, you know, back into the flute. Like I said, I picked up the guitar because there's something about the guitar that I've always loved. And some of my biggest influences are big guitar players, you know, the Norman Browns, the Jimi Hendrixes, the Eddie Hazels from Funkadelic, you know, Jesse Johnson, D'Angelo, you know, George Benson, you know, so many great guitarists out there. I've always listened to what they do too and picked up from it. So I don't know if I'll ever perform on guitar, but I'm going to have fun trying.
know. That's awesome. Tony Exum Jr. is going to be performing at the Sheridan Hotel in Bloomington on November 15th at 6 p.m. presented by Minnesota Smooth Jazz Vibes here, and Stephanie Calloway from Minnesota Smooth Jazz Vibes is here talking with us here on Jazz 88 as well. Tony, one more for you. I saw you perform the national anthem at an NFL game earlier this year. Now, I can't sing. I can't play a musical instrument, but I've always been, you know, when I've gone to sporting events or other sort of venues, I've always been fascinated by the ability to be able to perform in front of large groups of people. In this particular case, you're performing a national anthem of all things in front of a football stadium with 70,000 people there. What was that? What was that experience like for you?
Man, that was one of a kind. You know, I've done smaller events. You know, I did the Denver Nuggets. There's a right here in Colorado Springs, there's a football club, you know, soccer called the Switchbacks. So I've been in front of, you know, large crowds, but that right there, you're talking about large SoFi Stadium, that's something else. And I remember the energy that I felt when I walked out to the field just to sound check. It was like, you know, there's stuff going on there, you know, players on the field getting ready, cheerleaders rehearsing, there's all this noise going on because you feel like this great energy. And then I made the mistake. After we walked out officially, I looked up. I shouldn't have done that. I looked up and saw all them people, bro. I was like, oh, wow, this is really getting real right now. And then my manager made it worse. He's like, Tony, dude, 75,000 people here. And that's not even counting the TV audience. I'm like, oh, man. So now I got to worry about the folks that are wherever they are. So that took it to a whole other level. So I literally said, okay, pretend like nobody's here. Take it back to sound check, or better yet, just internalize it. And I just closed my eyes, man. And that's what you heard. I just played, you know, so I wouldn't, you know, feel like, okay, this, because, you know, that's it's not passive listening. It's what we call active listening, because all eyes are on you for that 90 seconds. So I just said, you know, I'm just going to do what I do, close your eyes and let it flow. But man, looking up and seeing all those people, that was crazy. I see why big names get the butterflies still, because the energy that's implied, all those people are looking at you and they're anticipating something good, and you're playing the national anthem. So, you know, it's a part of our culture before big games. So you don't want to mess that up, but you also want to put your spin on it. So I took some advice from somebody who does it a lot, you know, my big bro, Mike Phillips, you know, saxophone extraordinaire. And he said, listen, man, just do you, but stick to the melody, play to those people's hearts, and they'll love you. And that's what happened.
That is amazing. That's beautiful. So again, This event is coming up November 15th, 6 p.m. at the Sheraton Hotel in Bloomington. Stephanie Calloway from Minnesota Smooth Jazz Vibes. Where can people get tickets? I assume tickets are still available, Stephanie.
We have a few VIP tickets available. They are selling really quickly. As you know, the closer we get to the event, the more tickets sell. So we have a few VIP tickets available. Those tickets are, all tickets are on Eventbrite. So if you go to Eventbrite, search MN Smooth Jazz Vibes, you will see the tickets on sale. The VIP experience, again, you get your choice of a super salad. You get a choice of three different entrees, a choice of your dessert. You get two free drinks with your ticket. You get the 90-minute show and enter into a giveaway, all for $65. You cannot beat it. And then we have our general admission seats. If maybe you're going to do dinner elsewhere, you can still come and enjoy the show. That show, those tickets for general admission are $35. And we do have general admission tickets available as well.
Tony, you have a website as well featuring all of your music and information on what you're doing as well?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Just real simple. It's just TonyExumJr.com.
Minnesota Smooth Jazz Vibes presents An Evening with Tony Exum Jr. It's coming up Saturday, November 15th at the Sheraton Hotel, Bloomington at 6 p.m. Stephanie Calloway from Minnesota Smooth Jazz Vibes and saxophonist Tony Exum Jr. Have a wonderful show on the 15th of November.
And thank you
so much for joining. This is really amazing. So cool, Tony, that you're coming to Minnesota, and really appreciate the time today.
No problem.
Thank you so much.